Dart Frog.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back for our second special episode of Not Your Mother's Goose, this one featuring all of the ads that we've done on the show. Now, if you didn't catch our special Behind the Music style show a couple episodes ago, I'd encourage you to go back and check that out. And don't worry, we've got more regular shows coming up soon. Andrew Mitchell is still locked in the tower recording songs, and we'll be back to that stuff not long from now. Before we get started, I do have a couple of pieces of housekeeping. First of all, a big congratulations to Stacy, the winner of our April Goose Crap drawing. Stacy's won a copy of the original Not Your Mother's Goose book, the Not Your Mother's Goose coloring book, a shirt, and some Not Your Mother's Goose greeting cards. So way to go, and thanks for listening. We'll get those to you very soon. But I had a good time doing that, so let's do it again. We'll have another drawing at the end of May. So swing on by notyourmothersgoose.com, sign up for the newsletter, that'll get you entered. If you're already signed up for the newsletter because you did it before, you're entered again. You can just stay in there till you win something. But if not, now's your chance. Okay, now let's play some commercials. First of all, I just have to say that I have always appreciated the guts that it takes to run one of those best ads ever shows that you see around the Super Bowl, usually where CBS will trot out Boomer Esiason to show you some of the favorite Super Bowl commercials. And they run a show full of commercials, and then they go to commercial during the show. We are not going to do that here, but we are going to take a look at some of the made-up sponsors that we've had on the program, because they're frankly one of my favorite parts to write and put together. You know, in some ways, I feel like I've been selling fake stuff my entire life, because I can recall making these same kinds of dumb jokes all the way back to seventh grade speech class. Back then, I remember a speech where I was theoretically selling a reusable Kleenex called the Honker. And I know I was big on motorized unicycles at the time as well as a useful product. So I'm guessing that Ms. June had just a few things to discuss with my folks when parent-teacher conferences rolled along. But the culmination of that is this. So sit back, get out your credit card, and we'll see if our fairy tale friends can sell you anything. All right, we'll start at the beginning, way back from episode one, the very first ad on the show, the Harry Potty series of advanced toilet training books. This ad actually is a reboot of one that Ben Chaffee and I did way back when we were in college. I found the original, and if you listen for this quick clip, you'll find that it hasn't changed very much.
It's the new Harry Potty series. Follow Harry deep into the bowels of Hogwarts Castle to Moaning Myrtle's bathroom, where he'll show your toddler how to properly aim the magic wand.
So when you hear that, now just compare to the real thing, both from 2000 and from 2020. Here's Harry Potty.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben Chaffee. I'm not a medical doctor, but if you've got a youngster at home like I do, you know the struggles of toilet training. Fortunately, there's an answer, a magical series of books to help your child through this rite of passage. Not from J.K. Rowling. It's the new Harry Potty series. Follow Harry deep into the bowels of Hogwarts Castle to Moaning Myrtle's bathroom, where he'll show your toddler how to whip out the magic wand and cast a spell.
Expecto Patronum!
Harry Potty is joined by all his friends, including Professor Dumbledore, Neville Long and Soggybottom, and of course, Ron Squeezley. Harry's first book, Harry Potty and the Water Closet of Secrets, exploded on the bestseller lists. You'll want to look out for number two, Harry Potty and the Sorcerer's Kidney Stones, passing into stores soon. And now, even older readers can join the movement, learning Harry's recipes for regularity in Harry Potty and the Hemorrhoids of Fire. So, if someone in your life needs help learning to manage their potions, step out of the stall and head to the bookstore and pick up your copy of Harry Potty today.
Warning, Harry Potty is in no way responsible if your child leaves that which shall not be named, or you know what, on the bathroom floor.
Thanks again to Ben, who as you hear is now Dr. Ben, for returning to his role with Harry Potty. he made a couple of subtle little tweaks there from the original draft we had, and they all turned out gold. I think the line, watch out for the sequel, turned into look out for number two. The advantages he has from raising a toddler, I suppose, with this subject matter. Up next, we'll jump from the bathroom to the gym with everyone's favorite tower-based workout program, T90X. As I mentioned back on the music special, many times a whole song we do is really just one line that I like and the rest is kind of filler. That's sort of how this started. I had a joke from a long time ago about I've been twerking on the railroad that I wanted to work into a commercial, and this whole ad sprung out of that. The bad news is that that did lead to me singing, and for that I deeply apologize to you. But here's your chance to get in shape with T90X.
Hey everyone, it's your old buddy Brian Weifrich here. We all know that exercise is important, but not everyone can run marathons all the time. I mean, what if you're locked in a tower? Introducing Tower 90 Extreme. That's right, T90X, the 90-day home workout you can do from the comfort of your own turret. T90X is the finest in fairy tale and nursery rhyme fitness. We're not just exercising your head, shoulders, knees, and toes here, folks. Where other programs will try to get you with simple moves like upright, row, row, row your boats, we'll have you rocking your entire core doing planky doodle dandies and tackling the mother of all T90X workouts, ba-ba burpees. And wait, there's more. If you ever do get out of that tower, you can even take T90X on the road with our wildly popular bonus dance workout, I've Been Twerking on the Railroad. Check it out.
I've been twerking on the railroad all the live long day. I've been twerking on the railroad, shake my butt in every way. Hey, get my old caboose a-moving. Oh no, I think my pants are torn. Can't you hear old Tony counting?
So what are you waiting for? You know you're stuck in that tower till your hair grows out, so you might as well get in shape. For just three easy payments of a bale of straw, plus Rumpelstiltskin's phone number, you can get back the body you had once upon a time. Order now!
So here's the other funny story with T90X. It turns out that Tony Horton really is working on a brand new workout program. It doesn't involve being locked in a tower, to the best of my knowledge. It's called The Power of Four with Tony Horton, and it's in beta testing right now where you can sign up if you go to joinpowernationbeta.com. You can sign up, test it out, provide feedback, so on and so forth, which I've actually done. And when I did that, I sent the T90X ad out to Tony and his crew, who at least politely claimed that they loved it. But they asked me to put it to video and write the rest of the song, and I do pity their ears for what they heard in the final product of that. And I promise to do some ba-ba burpees as my penance. Onward we go, but we're going to stick in the world of towers, now with Sir John's Escalator Service, your one-stop shop for getting an escalator built up to your tower window. This one was adapted from a cartoon in the Not Your Mother's Goose coloring book, where we see the prince consulting with Sir John about building an escalator up to Rapunzel's window. Now, I have no idea how Sir John got knighted for putting escalators together. Although, honestly, I mean, if you can go to Sir John's Escalator Service, you're not going to go to John's Escalator Service. But featuring my sister as Rapunzel, here it comes, Sir John's Escalator Service.
Hey, everyone, it's Rapunzel, here to tell you about one of my favorite local businesses. After years of hauling the prince up to my window like I was some sort of hair-based crane, I'd had enough. That's when I called Sir John's Escalator Service. Just 48 hours later, Sir John started installation on my 2400 series up escalator that gets the prince from the ground to my window in 14 seconds flat. Sir John installs and services all your favorite escalators, not just the up and down models. He's even got the Climatron No-Go 800, the perpetually stopped escalator that is the number one model on the Las Vegas Strip. With emergency stairside assistance, if your shoelace, scarf, or 30 feet of hair gets stuck between the steps, you just can't go wrong with a Sir John escalator. And don't just take my word for it. Listen to these happy customers.
Hi, I'm Jack.
And I'm Jill.
We both learned a hard lesson about the dangers of going up the hill on your own.
But ever since we had Sir John put in an escalator, water fetching has been a breeze. No more broken crowns.
Thanks, Sir John.
While I realize now I should have just bought a down model and gotten the hell out of here, the Prince and I couldn't be happier with our Sir John escalator. And let's be honest, it only cost a fraction of my monthly budget for conditioner. If you're ready to take your life to the next level, literally, pick up the phone and call Sir John today.
So there's my sister and friends Jeff and Carmen selling you escalators. One more thing on that one, the inspiration for there being specific up and down models of escalators, like they couldn't go the other way, that actually comes from a story, shall we say, of a different friend of mine who shall remain unnamed, who back when she was much younger, went into a building one day, climbed the stairs to the third floor, took care of whatever she was doing, and then ran into a problem. She got stuck on the third floor and couldn't figure out how to get out of the building. Someone asked what took her so long, and she said, "Well, I was looking for the down staircase." Apparently, that must have been the up staircase that she took to the third floor. Anyhow. Up next, we have a movie trailer ad, and this is another one of these spots where one joke kind of spurred the whole thing. I'd been reviewing a list of possible headlines for the news segment on the show and stumbled on one saying, "Out of ideas, Disney announces Star Wars: The Emperor's New Clothes." Now, I admit the idea of a robeless Emperor Palpatine is more of a horror film concept than anything else, but I did think I could turn it into a full-on movie preview without making the jokes too inappropriate. Here's what we got.
Just when you thought that Star Wars was done, Emperor Palpatine is back. And this time, he's in the buff. It's Star Wars: The Emperor's New Clothes. The Rebellion is on the brink of defeat. As a last hope, Han Solo and Chewbacca go undercover as galactic tailors to convince the Emperor to try their secret line of Sith chic robes. What will happen when Luke Skywalker launches his attack during Palpatine's parade through the Death Star? Who will win the pixelated lightsaber battle? And can Luke survive when he makes the stunning discovery that Palpatine can shoot Force lightning from his toes? Wow. You'll need to get your heads out of the dumpster. Starring Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, Ian McDermott as the Emperor from the neck up, and Channing Tatum as the Emperor's abs, Star Wars: The Emperor's New Clothes opens Friday in theaters everywhere. And don't worry, it's not in 3D. Get your tickets now.
So there's Star Wars: The Emperor's New Clothes. Adam Jaxa, who recorded that, is actually a good friend of Brian Weifrich from the T90X ad and some of our other ones. So believe it or not, we have had some email trash talk about who is the better fake fairy tale ad voiceover person. Certainly an excellent use of everyone's time. Speaking of Brian, he's back for our next entry, which is the old moon jumping cow ad from Hey Diddle Diddle. All I can say is that if you know Weef, he is exactly the person who would be asked by the county fair board to record their commercial if this event was actually going to happen. This story was actually a news bit in the original edition of Not Your Mother's Goose. Brian and I turned it into this ad. So here comes Weef and a jumping cow.
Hey diddle diddle folks, Brian Weifrich here, reminding you to come on down for the closing ceremonies of the Ferdinand County Fair tonight. The world's most famous motorcycle jumping cow is on her way to town, and this time she'll be flying over a different kind of full moon. After coming to fame as the cow that jumped over the actual moon, Lulu the Holstie traded in her sneakers for a Harley and now jumps celebrity moons, Evel Knievel style, for charity. With a 77% career success rate, Lulu has thrilled crowds worldwide, clearing famous derrieres ranging from Kim Kardashian to Al Roker. She hopes to add one more picture to her famous wall of buns tonight as she tries to clear the de-pants rump of her own mayor, Ralph Duckworth. The festivities get underway at 8 with a musical performance by Sir Mix-a-Lot, followed by the ceremonial drawer dropping at 9. General admission passes will be on sale at the gate for just $10, with a limited number of cheekside VIP seats still available. Get your tickets now. If you're not there tonight, you can kiss my ass.
I have to say that I like that whole ad, but it is definitely the VIP cheekside seats that is my favorite part. That's probably because I'm basically a 12-year-old. Which I'm sure doesn't come as news to you at this point. We'll leap now from cows to a store that only sells bathtubs, with a commercial based on a print ad from an early draft of the book that didn't actually make the final cut. The whole idea here was to try to be over-the-top enthusiastic about selling one of the most boring products ever. The Cadillac of bathtubs being right up there with going to Target and asking for the Mercedes of toasters. Ironically, my cousin Sally, who's making the pitch here, used to be involved in producing real commercials for her job, though I'm not sure she ever had to act quite as excited that the product that she was selling had a drain. Here we go with Rub-A-Dub Tubs.
Hi, I'm Candlestick Maker. Let's just go with Roy. You know what used to bug me? Small bathtubs. You tried to cram a butcher and a baker in there with you, and there was hardly any room left for the Barbie. Barbecue grill, that is. Like they say in the movies, we're gonna need a bigger tub. But I found the answer.
That's right, Roy. Rub-A-Dub Tubs is your one-stop shop for all the world's biggest bathtubs. Check out our tub of the month, the Bathmaster 2500 XL. Known as the Cadillac of bathtubs, this spacious model comes with a stainless steel gooseneck faucet, a drain, plus a mount for a 64-inch TV and a pony keg. You can host a party for eight and wash your hair all in one evening. With free delivery and installation, you'll be singing Rubber Ducky with the whole neighborhood by the end of the day. Your satisfaction is certain, as Rub-A-Dub Tubs is the home of the all-suds, no-duds guarantee. Call us today, and remember, if you find a tub for less, we'll bathe in it ourselves.
I'm sure you're on the way out the door to go buy yourself a giant bathtub right now. Rub-A-Dub-Dub Three Men in a Tub is still maybe the nursery rhyme that cracks me up more than any other. That's based solely on a time as a kid when my friend saw a picture of it as part of the Mother Goose board game and perplexedly declared, "It's three guys in a pot," as if they were being cooked on the stove or something like that. Though, to his defense, once you know the story of Hansel and Gretel, I guess maybe that's plausible. We're going to jump out of order next for our first entry from Matt Ottinger, the legendary host of Quizbusters in East Lansing, Michigan, and a former Jeopardy contestant that battled against Ken Jennings. There was a TV listings bit in the Not Your Mother's Goose book that I was going to record for the podcast, and when I did, I realized it was just going to sound like an ad, so why not use it like that? I enlisted Matt for some help, and here's what we got.
Coming up today on WFRT, that's FRT as in fairy tales for you juveniles in the audience. At 3, it's Montel Williams, Less Famous Siblings. Montel continues his series reuniting celebrities with their siblings that didn't make the big time. Peter Pumpkin Eater's brother, Rod the Rhubarb God, is profiled. Then at 4, we'll have Mari Povich with Who's the Daddy? The Ugly Duckling. The Ugly Duckling learns the results of another of Mari's trademarked paternity tests, finding out once and for all how the hell he was born a baby duck, yet somehow grew up into a swan. Finally at 5, it's everyone's favorite Judge Judy. In the case of Jenkins versus Old Woman, a landlord sues his tenant for failure to pay rent on the shoe she and her many children are leasing. That's all for today, but don't forget to join us tomorrow for Let's Make a Deal, where a contestant named Jack trades his magic beans to Wayne Brady to see what's behind curtain number 2.
Welcome to Masterclass. Here at Masterclass, our latest course is turning the game of knick-knack on its head. Your instructor is the legendary world champion, Tom This Old Man Thomas. This Old Man takes you step by step through the groundbreaking tactics that have helped him capture a record 10 World Series of Knick-Knack necklaces.
You have to understand that everything you do when you're playing Knick-Knack conveys information, whether it's on a drum, on a shoe, or on your knee. You'll be rolling home if you don't pay attention.
This Old Man guarantees that you will become a better knick-knacker as he reveals his time-tested strategies, including the winning play from last year's World Championship that stunned analysts everywhere.
So you'll notice what I did here is I first gave the dog a bone, and then I unleashed a double paddy whack that caught my opponent squarely in the right temple.
Don't miss the final lesson, with even more advanced and exotic strategies that have never been tried in official competition.
For this play, you're going to need a pair of flip-flops, a roll of masking tape, and a dustbuster. And you should understand that it's already been banned in the state of Kansas.
Order today, and we'll throw in Little Bo Peep's masterclass in sheep watching free of charge. Sales of that one have been a little slow. The time to knick-knack is now. As we say, this old man, he's alive. Get his class for $10.95. Improve your knick-knack with masterclass today. So the Knick-Knack Masterclass was another book piece that got converted for the show. In the original, this old man had written a strategy guide book about how to play Knick-Knack, which was sort of a play on Doyle Brunson's popular old-school poker book, Super System. I figured trying to translate that to today, it would have turned into a masterclass, and what we actually did is put in a couple of insider references to one of the most famous poker masterclasses by Daniel Negreanu. Moving on, once you've mastered your Knick-Knack skills, you'll be ready for the world of online dating. This next idea arose out of an offhand comment in a text conversation with a friend of mine about some of the other sponsors on the show, thinking about what a fairy tale dating site would look like. I, of course, decided it would be a total train wreck in keeping with the average person's online dating experience. Maybe we need fairy tale Tinder next. Until then, you're going to have to settle for finding your prince on Heaps of Frogs.
We all know the online dating world is no fairy tale. Sure, you can do the Cupid shuffle. Swipe to the left, swipe to the right. But that won't get you any closer to finding your dream date. But now there's a brand new service that's sure to guide you straight to your happily ever after. You've heard of Plenty of Fish? I'm here to introduce you to Heaps of Frogs, the new fairy tale dating service dedicated to helping you find your prince or princess. At Heaps of Frogs, we'll match you to other fairy tale daters in just 45 seconds. That's because it's all based on our proprietary algorithms, designed by the same geniuses that brought you the Which Muppet Are You? BuzzFeed quiz. It's a can't-miss dating delight. Just listen to some of our customers.
What the hell is this? I asked for matches ages 29 to 38, and it keeps giving me Old King Cole and Wee Willie Winky in his nightgown. Who do you think I am, Old Mother Hubbard?
Oh, you think that's bad? You're lucky. One of my matches just keeps sending me pics of his beanstalk.
No, it's not under my real name. Of course not. It's under Clay. He's a surfing instructor. Says he's friends with Gaston. Oh, hey, Anna, we're back. Yes, you can see. Two more happy Heaps of Frogs customers. So, what are you waiting for? When you sign up for our Georgie Porgy bundle, your first 5 matches are free. You know it'll be great, so set up your Heaps of Frogs profile today.
Coming this fall. As you surely know, we're long since out of ideas here at NBC, so we just keep rebooting our old shows with wacky new premises. Hot off the success of Friends, the one where Rachel dates Rumpelstiltskin, we're bringing back your favorite geriatric foursome in The Golden Girls, Fairy Tale Ending. Join Dorothy, Rose, Blanche, and a 107-year-old Sophia as they find themselves starring in all your favorite fairy tale adventures. From Dorothy Locke's breaking into the Three Bears condo in Boca, to Little Rose Riding Hood somehow confusing a hairy wolf for Sophia, you'll be laughing till the Metamucil shoots out your nose. And don't forget to check out Blanche's steamy new boyfriend, special guest star, Old MacDonald. So block off your Thursdays at 8:30. Oh, wait, right, we had to move it up. Block off Thursdays at about 4:30, right after you get home from Denny's, and come laugh with The Golden Girls, Fairy Tale Ending. We know you can't resist Betty White.
There's our second Matt Ottinger entry, appropriately in the TV world again, this time hawking a Golden Girls reboot. I actually tried a variety of ideas writing that, including one version where I recast all the roles with people with old in their names. We had Old Mother Hubbard, the old woman in a shoe, the old lady who swallowed a fly. That plan eventually bit the dust, but it actually came back in the commercial we're going to play next for Old MacDonald's Farm Assisted Living. This one took a few tries, but it was when I had Jeff and Megan McBride play it as a bickering old Mother Hubbard and old King Cole that they became almost a little too convincing in the role. If you haven't heard this one, it's available as part of the Not Your Mother's Goose secret episode. Remember, you can go to notyourmothersgoose.com, sign up for the newsletter drawing, and you'll get instant access to the episode. But you can have the ad right now. Here's Jeff and Megan McBride with Old McDonald's Farm Assisted Living.
Oh, hi everyone. I'm Old King Cole.
And I'm Old Mother Hubbard. Nobody likes getting older. As time went by, everyday tasks kept getting harder and harder. Just a simple trip to the cupboard was getting to be a lot. I don't know what I would have done if I hadn't discovered the wonderful retirement community here at Old McDonald's Farm.
What? Where?
Here at Old McDonald's.
Oh, why didn't you say so?
I said so.
Oh, well, at Old McDonald's Farm, we got everything two nursery rhyme nonagenarians could need. All our friends are here, from the old lady who swallowed the fly across the hall to this old man that keeps playing knick-knack out in the barn.
Right, right. All hayloft rooms come with handicap accessible beanstalks, and the kitchen staff will prepare your porridge or curds and whey to all your personal specifications. There is so much to do here.
Porridge isn't very good. It's way too soupy.
Hush! You can't say that.
You mentioned the beanstalks? You gotta tell them about the beanstalks.
I already said that.
Oh, I love the beanstalks.
Where was I? Okay, there's so much to do here. All residents must pass a 4-page shuffleboard rules test just to move in. And bingo daubers are the top-selling items in the gift shop. Just yesterday, the old woman who used to live in a shoe got a speeding ticket tearing through the hallway on her scooter.
Serves her right. Lady is hell on wheels. She got clocked to 3 miles an hour.
Thank you, dear. Anyway, if you're looking for the next stop on your fairy tale journey, don't put yourself out to pasture at Arthritis Acres. Join me and, Old King Beanstalk here at Old McDonald's Farm. We've got old folks here and old folks there. E-I-E-I-O.
Tell them about the beanstalks.
Oh.
Poor Megan, you can just feel that sigh there. Coming up next, it's our most recent offering from episode 14, as Brian Weifrich returns to extend his world record for most recordings. This is Mr. Smee's Muffler Palace and Massage Parlor, and I think I've been using that home of the lube up and rub down joke for quite a few years now. Why exactly Mr. Smee got associated with it for this show is beyond me, but it did give me an excuse to watch some Mr. Smee clips on YouTube while I was writing it. So there's that. Here's the result.
Do your joints creak like a rusty gate? Does your car sound even worse? Well, now you can fix them both. Come and see us today at Mr. Smee's Muffler Palace and Massage Parlor, home of the $24.99 lube up and rub down. Here at Mr. Smee's, we'll get all your parts moving smoothly, from your drive shaft to your titanium knee. With our yo-ho-ho and a bottle of 10W30 special, you'll both be as jolly as Roger by the time your service is complete. We pride ourselves on having the best staff in Neverland, especially now that we've taken Captain Hook off massages and moved him to acupuncture. And check out our popular Peter Pan package, which is guaranteed to keep your vehicle and your back as young as the day they came off the lot. Why sit in your car during an oil change when you can get a full body massage at the same time? Come on down to Mr. Smee's Muffler Palace and Massage Parlor. Anyone who says they're better is a total crock.
Well, we've ticked and talked, and we're down to our final two entries, but they are two of my all-time favorites. As you may know, I'm a lawyer in real life, but sadly, I do not have any commercials that feature me yelling while hitting cars with a sledgehammer or bareback riding a buffalo. You can find things like this on YouTube. So this was my chance to do the next best thing. Write the ad for the personal injury lawyer to the fairy tale stars. And it turns out that they have a lot of potential clients. Here's our friend, the big voice guy, Mark Robertson, as the badass bullfrog.
If you've been injured in an accident, that hardly sounds like happily ever after, and you may be entitled to compensation, you need to call me, Billy the Badass Bullfrog. I'll be your prince and make the trolls pay in court. Just listen to some of my clients.
lady put a pee under my mattress. Billy the Badass Bullfrog got me $500,000.
Yeah, I fell off a wall and busted into a million pieces. But then I called Badass Bullfrog, and he unscrambled me with $1.2 million.
I've been locked in this stupid tower for the past 46 years. But thanks to Billy, now I get $50,000 every month. That's a lot of Amazon Prime deliveries, folks.
If we don't win, you don't pay. What are you waiting for? If you've been chased down a beanstalk or forced to eat porridge, call me, the Badass Bullfrog, today and get the money you deserve. Ribbit, ribbit. Falls off a wall, money. Pricked by a spinning wheel, mo money, no problems. Pee under your mattress, straight cash. Abandoned by your parents in the woods, I want the gold. Wolf blew your house down, we'll make it rain. Chased by a one-handed pirate, cha-ching. Voice stolen by a sea witch, cash in checks. Swallowed by a whale, cash-a-palooza. Spider in your curds and whey, show me the money. Chased down a beanstalk, meh, only got a pile of straw. But we could spin that into gold.
So your fun tidbit from that ad is that the last part of the commercial came about completely by accident. The version I wrote ended at the get you the money you deserve, ribbit, ribbit part. But when I was putting it together, I had made a list of bullet points at the bottom of the file, listing off a variety of fairy tale maladies that the bullfrog might sue someone over. Falling off a wall, wolf blew your house down, that kind of stuff. Well, when I sent the Word file over to Mark and his wife Anna to record, I forgot to take the list out, and they apparently thought it was part of the ad, and Mark just started riffing on it. And he sent it back, and I started listening. It was about 3 seconds of me going, wait, what's he doing? Followed by just totally cracking up and deciding that it had to stay in there. It's interesting how things like that come about somehow. We've now reached the end of the road, so it's time to go to WrestleMania, of course. This is another of my favorites. My cousin Derek worked so hard on the recording, I think we went through 15 different versions. Speed it up, slow it down, more monster truck, more macho man, you name it. And all I gotta say is that I would laugh every single time that I heard the line, The Undertaker came out of retirement again. It didn't matter how many times I had heard it. Derek got me with that one. So to wrap up our All the Ads special, get up on the turnbuckle and turn up your volume. It's time for WrestleMania.
Get out your remote control and mark your calendar because it's time for WrestleMania 47, the Fairy Tale Frenzy. We've got some new characters in the ring and they're ready to drop a knick-knack paddywhack on anyone who gets in their way. They're not open to Stone Cold Snow White drops her signature candy apple catnap on Ronda Rousey in the Women's Championship. Then hold on to your hearts, folks, because we're chucking ladders and going up to the clouds as Jack and Andre the Giant throw down in a beanstalk battle royale. Now, you might have thought we couldn't top WrestleMania 46 when The Undertaker came out of retirement again and whacked Humpty Dumpty over the head with a walker. But just wait, this gets better, because this year old Mother Hubbard and Wee Willie Winky go denture to denture with Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair in our senior citizens tag team tussle, sponsored by Denny's. Finally, the night concludes with the main event as The Rock battles Gaston in the Intercontinental Championship. It's the people's elbow against the people's eyebrow with the title on the line. You know you can't miss this one. So get out your credit card and make your pay-per-view purchase today. It's WrestleMania's Fairy Tale Frenzy. Be there.
Be there indeed. With that, our journey through the sponsors of Not Your Mother's Goose comes to a close, but there are more things in the works coming up soon, and I can give you a couple of hints. Humpty Dumpty has an insurance endorsement coming along, and we've got a Fairy Tale music festival, including Little Tommy Tucker singing for his supper. Lots of fun stuff in these future episodes, plus all your other favorites, more stories, more news, lots more Rapunzel's Jukebox. I've actually heard Andrew Mitchell's next song, and it's great. It'll be our first solo artist to get a second jukebox song, so there's a little hint for you. Thank you so much for listening today. Remember to stop by notyourmothersgoose.com, where you can sign up for the next newsletter drawing to win all kinds of goose crap like Stacy and get access to the old secret episode I was telling you about. That'll do it for now. I'm Topher Gog, and the goose is loose. Talk to you soon for the next episode of Not Your Mother's Goose.
Dart Frog.